The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score in Winnipeg. The San Jose Sharks fall to the Jets in overtime, 2-1, in a disappointing finish in front of a crowd of 13,801 delighted Jets fans at Canada Life Center in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Time now for our instant replay to tell you how it all happened, and this was really quite a game today. The San Jose Sharks were coming off a disappointing loss at the hands of the Calgary Flames, but they took some of the good things out of that game and continued to build upon them and held the Winnipeg Jets to a very tight contest, and the Jets, the best team in the NHL, certainly has to come out of this one with a lot more respect for the men in teal. In the first period, we had a couple of opportunities early, and the Winnipeg Jets went right to work. Cross ice, shot by Wallman, blocked there by Nemesnikov, who headmans it out. Only Thrun is back. Moving down the right side, it's Ehlers. Lead pass, breakaway, moving in, Perfetti, put it up high. I don't know if Vanacek got a piece of it, but it went high and wide, and now we get a stoppage. Man, that was a big, big chance early on for Ehlers and Perfetti on a 2-on-1 with only Henry Thrun back. Henry played it well, and the puck got deflected out of play. But then there were more opportunities and more saves by goaltenders and a couple of penalties, creating a 4-on-4 skating situation. And that little exchange. But here comes Winnipeg right back in. 3-on-2. Led by Ehlers into the zone. Stick handles behind the net. Centering attempt. That's a big 2-3-4 saves by Vanacek. As chopping at the puck was Nemesnikov on a brilliant exchange of passes. And now we get a scrum. Some pushing, some shoving. And Vanacek's going to have to get out of the crease. As now Thompson's helmet is gone. Mario Ferraro threw a punch in the direction of one of the players for Winnipeg. Can't quite tell who that is. That's Ehlers. And the linesman will step in and get it all broken up, and we've got ourselves quite a spirited bout going on here. The result of that, a roughing penalty on Thompson of the Sharks, another roughing penalty on Ehlers, nothing for Mario Ferraro because he didn't make contact, and it was 4-on-4 at that point. But then it was Adam Lowry getting a 2-minute penalty for goaltender interference at 14:31, giving the Sharks a 4-on-3 power play opportunity. And we witnessed some magic for the future and certainly some for the present as the line combination of Macklin Celebrini, William Eklund, and also Tyler Toffoli on the ice, but Will Smith also joining them on this power play, and in fact, the kids produced the Sharks' only goal. Celebrini now with a misdirection gives it back to Eklund, takes a return feed, back to Will Smith, back to Celebrini. Sharks throwing it around smartly as Celebrini goes to Eklund for a shot. Score! Spectacular puck movement by the Sharks, and they score a 4-on-3 power play goal courtesy of William Eklund. They've got a 1-0 lead with 4:53 to go in the first period. William Eklund extending his point scoring streak to 5 straight games with his 12th goal of the season. Macklin Celebrini continues his mastery against teams based in Canada with the assist, extending his point scoring streak to 3 straight. And Will Smith, with some calm work handling the puck under pressure, got the second assist. That was a remarkable play to witness.
Yeah, it was. The skill that those kids have is unbelievable, and I think it's Macklin's ability to drag Winnipeg's D over to one side of the ice and get it back to the other side of the ice is instrumental in that play. And the ability to bury that against the grain is something that's huge for William Eklund.
Okay, end of the first period, 1-0 Sharks. That was the same score at the end of the second period, but we've got a couple of reasons why. One of them is named Vitek Vanacek. Celebrini, backhand pass ahead, trying to set up Eklund, but DeMello tipped it back to the middle. Here's Scheifele, checked by Celebrini as he moves down the boards. Into the zone, centering feed, Connor goes to the backhand. What a save by goaltender Vanacek as he came out. It wasn't orthodox, but he got his body on that as Connor went to the backhand to try to jam it in. And wow, what a save by Vanacek. Vanacek was spectacular, facing a total of 35 saves tonight and stopping 33. That was a big one to keep it 1-0. But in the second period, it was also Connor Hellebuyck, the NHL's leader in wins, in save percentage, in goals against average, and in shutouts, who came up big a couple of times. And here's an example. He moves it back toward the point, holding onto it, just controlling the game right now. Macklin Celebrini turns on the right boards, goes back to Will Smith, stops, back to Celebrini, the shot, great save by Hellebuyck! My goodness, what magic! Now it's Smith, back to Celebrini, back to Smith near side, trying to throw it across on another seam, it's deflected by the defense, and it's out of play. Can you believe what we just saw? I couldn't believe it, and I don't think anybody could in Winnipeg, and certainly Connor Hellebuyck had his hands full, but he made a couple of big stops. That one on Macklin Celebrini with all of the rebounds in front, a great opportunity for San Jose to take a 2-0 lead. And then, late in the second period, Tyler Toffoli, who played here in Winnipeg briefly at the end of a year before going to the playoffs, ends up getting a golden chance to make it 2-0, but Hellebuyck and maybe the post were there. Down the left side, Toffoli to Eklund. Shoots it, save, rebound. Oh, what a save by Hellebuyck. It was off of Tyler Toffoli. Oh, my goodness, what a save that was. And he makes another stop off of Eklund as the puck tips out of play. But that is one of the saves of the ages right there as Tyler Toffoli had that thing buried. He sure did. He got all of it, but it might have glanced off the post first, but then it was also Hellebuyck getting a little piece of it, and it stayed out of the net, and that might have been the play of the game for Winnipeg to keep it 1-0 at the end of the second period. It would be 1-0 all the way through the third, and here's some more Vitek Vanacek and heroics for San Jose. Now it's Cunnan behind the goal line. Uh-oh, shovels it over to the far side, given away, fed in front. Lowry, the one-time shot, and oh, what a save by goaltender Vanacek with 5:36 to play. That's the save of the game right there. Think about this. 5:36 to play in the third period. Vanacek makes a save like that to keep the score 1-0 Sharks. But you have to look back at the opportunities for a little insurance that unfortunately didn't pay off. And then, what ultimately happened? Winnipeg just calmly stayed with it. They had better puck possession in the third period. That started to become a concern. There were a couple of Sharks icings, a couple of tired guys. They won some faceoffs in the D zone and stayed alive. But finally, Hellebuyck got pulled for the extra attacker, and unfortunately, an opportunity would be deflected and Josh Morrissey would tie it up. Now here comes Winnipeg on the move to the Sharks line. It's Scheifele skating in. Vlasic forces him to the outside. Angle play by Ehlers is off the outside of the goal. They shoot, they score! Well, Morrissey gets the rebound of that shot. Ehlers put it off the outside of the goal and it ricocheted back to the point. And Josh Morrissey, freshly back from the Four Nations tournament, slaps it home. There was a man in front in Scheifele who was causing some chaos with 25.9 seconds to play in regulation. It's tied up at one. And that's how regulation would end. Time of the goal, 19:34. They would credit that as an unassisted goal for Josh Morrissey, his eighth of the year, because Mario Ferraro, on that shot by Ehlers, got a little piece of the puck and deflected it back in the direction of Morrissey. And unfortunately, that little deflection was not enough, and that shot by Morrissey made it 1-1. So both teams entered overtime with a point in the standings, and it was time to go for two. The Sharks had some possession in the opening part of that OT, but the ultimate play came at 1:33 when Mark Scheifele would get a little rebound and just a little bit of space and would bang home the game winner. Ehlers is on the ice, shoots, save made, rebound, score! Mark Scheifele at the end of his shift took the rebound of that shot by Ehlers and bangs it in for the winner. Time of it, 1 minute, 33 seconds of overtime, and a heartbreaking defeat for the San Jose Sharks tonight. The final score in overtime, Winnipeg 2, the Sharks 1. The Jets sweep the season series in three straight games, and the Sharks another valiant effort, but 1 point short of their goal. Mark Scheifele, his 32nd goal of the season and 329th of his NHL career, passing Ilya Kovalchuk into first place all time in the history of the Atlanta-Winnipeg franchise, and that was the game winner. The Sharks held Winnipeg to a 1-0 victory 58 minutes out of the 60-plus minutes played. But the final 2 minutes belong to the team with the better record. Winnipeg wins their 10th straight game. The Sharks have lost 7 straight on the road. This one in overtime, 0-6-1 in their last 7 road games as they head to Montreal. Winnipeg now with the best record in the league, 41 wins, 14 losses, 3 OTs for 85 points. This is the 23rd win that they've had at home this season, which is also first in the NHL. The Sharks falling back to 15-36-8. They have 38 points on the season. That is it for our Sharks Instant Replay. Final score, Winnipeg 2, the Sharks 1 in overtime. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.